Welcome back to Rebel Femme Podcast, a podcast for women. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about hair diameter and melanin. We actually got some feedback before we get into the little jingle here, but we got some feedback that they weren't interested in knowing about hair diameter and melanin, but
if you are,
it's like 50-50.
Enjoy.
Yeah. If you're a hairdresser, I think you'll get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
You are now listening to Rebel Femme Podcast,
an honest conversation about hair, life, and everything super random.
Can we talk about Amy?
Actually,
if you're listening, Amy,
she's giving us our creepy client story today.
That's awesome. I'm excited. Cool. So, Amy is a client of Yudira's and friend of Yudira's.
Yes.
And we got some feedback that she just was not interested in knowing about hair diameter and melanin, but wanted to know about how to grow hair. So maybe we'll cover that on another topic. But if you are like Amy, I think you should still listen in.
We'll see.
Amy's going to hate me.
It's okay. She hasn't listened to this season.
Okay. Hi, Amy. I still like you. And I appreciate your feedback and honest feedback and what else? Your creepy client story. I'm excited to hear it. Okay.
Oh, and just to be clear, she's not the creepy client. She's has a creepy stylist.
Client. Oh, creepy stylist. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's not a stylist.
No.
This is exciting.
I mean, she can be a creepy client. I have some stuff to share about her while she's getting her hair done.
Oh, my. All right, well, so let's get into this. Hair diameter. Go, Yudira, because you're the one that was, like, researching this stuff.
This was, I don't know if Amy put this in my head, but I had already checked out halfway throughout because this is all like scientific and
I like it. It's nerdy.
I know. It's your jam.
It is.
So the diameter of a human hair does not have a standard value since different people have different hair structures. Your genetic makeup can cause the width of your hair to differ from that of other people. Hair color is also a big factor. Black hair is thicker than red hair. The weather can also affect the diameter.
Wait, hold on. Black hair is thicker than black and red hair?
Yeah. Red hair tends to be on the thinner side.
I don't believe it.
Why?
Because I've had natural redheads in my chair so many times, and they have, like, the thickest hair and the most density.
That's interesting. Well, would you say that it's...
Maybe like a strawberry blondes.
Yeah, maybe that's what they meant.
But natural redheads, like, you know, like...
That's actually kind of true because Savannah's sister is a natural redhead and she's got so much freaking hair. Mm-hmm. Like, it's insane.
That's what kind of threw me for a loop when you said black hair is thicker than red hair. So it has more hair, more diameter to it. I don't believe it because I know so many people with black hair that... have fine hair. Would you say your hair is black?
No.
You're like a level 2.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like a level 4.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yes.
All right, whatever.
I just dyed my hair.
Anyway, I know. So I just know so many people that have really naturally dark hair and it's thin and fine. That's all I'm saying.
I'll have to fact check that one. And or at least go back to my source for this one.
All right. Okay. Let's move on.
Weather.
But definitely genetic makeup, like you said, can be a huge factor. So I think it just really depends. And plus everybody's so like everything nowadays.
Yeah.
That it's like you can get a little bit of everything, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So weather can also affect the diameter of a hair strand as well.
What? Why?
I'm about to tell you.
It's because now you're getting all like Neanderthal on me. Like we need the thicker hair in the wintertime to keep warm.
Well, if you look at people from different regions, they have different amounts of body hair types because it was a factor in keeping them warm.
So fucking weird.
Yeah.
This is why we're all animals.
We technically, like, deep down, yeah.
Okay.
So it actually goes on to say, as the weather gets warmer, the diameter of body hair increases.
So you're like a fucking dog where you have your undercoat.
Yeah.
The winter time. Okay. This is interesting.
Also goes on to say age is another factor. Babies and young children have finer hair than adults. Yeah. As a person grows up, their hair becomes thicker and stronger. Another factor is that the closer to the root of the hair, the strand, the thicker a strand of hair will be.
Okay, that makes sense. Like, yeah. The base is thicker.
Mm. Appropriate.
Okay.
All I'm picturing now is an eggplant.
Okay, that makes sense. But, and it makes sense what you're saying by region.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't have really much arm hair. And so, I don't know. I think that's because my mom has, like, no body hair, like, whatsoever. She's, like, less than I am.
Holy shit.
She's, like, nothing. And, you know, I think that's just, like, the indigenous equatorial region of, yeah, like, people that live there. You don't need to stay warm.
Exactly.
So, but then, then I guess that's the melanin of your skin. Never mind. I was going to say there's sun and there's also lots of trees. I don't know.
And that's going to be our next topic.
Okay, okay. But do you have anything specific on hair diameter that, remember, because we were talking about last time, according to region.
Yes.
So, like, how we were talking about how, like, Asian hair is more oval versus round.
Yes.
Nothing?
No, not really.
Okay.
But I just found something that says the diameter of human hair varies from 0.017 to 0.18 millimeters.
Around.
I thought there was more. That was the end of that sentence.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I think there should be more information on the shape of a hair strand, if that makes sense. Because I think that factors into why it can be difficult on certain hair types to lift hair or to color the hair. And then I also think that, you know, round hair in general is what most of the population has.
Oh, okay. So I actually found a site that talks about, it's not the actual, or I guess they don't consider it diameter. They consider it the follicle shape.
Okay.
So I think that's where my research was misleading.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what do you have?
Ma'am, I'm just looking at it.
Okay. I need to know. Long pauses here.
See, it says, if you were to look at the follicle of straight hair, you would find it's perfectly round. The follicle of curly hair adopts an oval shape. The flatter the oval is, the curlier the hair will be. Another contributing factor to a hair's curl is the way the follicle tunnels into the scalp.
Oh. Okay, so that's interesting because that's new information for me because I was under the impression that, like I was mentioning, Asian hair, but Asian hair can be curly.
Yeah.
It has texture to it. I think it just depends on what region you're from, but I would say overall, that from what I understood, it was oval. It was like more flatter.
Yeah. So it says follicles of straight hair tunnel vertically down from the skin surface into the dermis. If the follicle angles into the dermis, then the hair will curve as it grows, causing it to curl. Although this curving of the follicle can lead to gorgeous curls, it causes one major drawback that all curly-haired persons can attest to dryness.
Hmm. This kind of goes in with our other podcast episode.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So well, it's basically the way the hair shape is coming out, or the hair is coming out of
the root.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right, cool.
I'll save this page.
Yeah, we're going to have to dive a little bit deeper into it. All right, so anything else on hair diameter?
No.
All right, let's move on then. Hair color. Neanderthals. What's that?
I said we're basically all Neanderthals.
We are Neanderthals. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I had no idea. Maybe that's why I'm shedding so much. But we live in California, so what does that mean? How does my body know that it's winter?
I don't think California even knows that it's winter.
Mm-mm. It's too damn hot. We have a fucking fire in December.
Exactly.
Although, when is fire season?
It's usually September. September to October.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I just live here. Okay.
Your entire life.
My entire life I've lived here. I honestly know no different. I remember seeing, like, growing up, you'd see, like, you know, snow and all that stuff in, like, cartoons and movies and stuff. And I'm like, that'd be weird. You know? Like, I seriously.
Walking out into snow.
I don't think I saw snow until, like, I was, like, almost probably 10.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, for the first time. Like, I legit never experienced snow. And then the snow that I did experience wasn't really real snow. Like, it wasn't Big Bear, but it wasn't, like, how it snows
everywhere else.
Everywhere else in the country.
Because I think our snow is, like, more compacted. Like,
yeah, like, shit,
it just
hurts when
like
you
ice.
Yeah, it hurts when you fall. It is much different when you fall in Utah snow or Colorado snow.
I wouldn't know that.
See, that's what I'm saying. No one knows, like, the type of snow there is out there. It's like there's actual fluffy snow.
So, going off on our tangents, there's actually a video of me. I think I was, like, 4 or 5, and they put me on one of those, like, sleds.
Mm-hmm.
By myself for some reason.
Holy shit.
And apparently I went down a mini hill and crashed into a tree. And in the video, all you hear is me going, huh.
Oh my gosh.
I have no memory of this except for this video.
How old were your parents when they had you?
They had to be in their late 20s. So okay. They were like early 30s, I think, at this point.
Oh, okay. So they were old enough to know better.
Their age, basically. So it makes sense. I would do that shit.
That's hilarious. All right. And you know what's interesting is we have a kind of a small glimpse of where people listen to us from, and we have a lot of people in areas that listen to us where it snows, so they're gonna listen to this and be like, what the fuck. Okay,
SoCal problems.
Yeah, SoCal problems. Hair color, melanin, let's talk about it. So hair color is the pigmentation of hair follicles due to two types of melanin, and it's eumelanin and is it pheomelanin? Is that how you say it?
Sure.
I think it's pheomelanin.
I almost said pheo.
Pheomelanin. Sure. Let's like it starts with a PH.
It's fail.
Fail. Pheomelanin. Fail. I'm gonna forever remember it like that. All right. So, anyway, you can go on.
Two types of pigment give hair its color. Black, brown. Would
be the eumelanin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And reddish brown, reddish yellow would be the
fail melanin. Fail. Fail. Okay. That's interesting. So fail melanin is the reddish brown, or so it's like lighter.
Yeah.
Lighter
that would be
hair.
The lighter of the spectrum.
So eumelanin is the most difficult type of pigment to remove.
Yes.
Out of the hair.
Yes.
And that's because naturally those color molecules that exist in the hair are much tinier, meaning there's like they're more denser, there's lots of them, so that's why it's harder to remove versus the pheomelanin. They're much larger molecules and it's less to remove.
Yeah.
Okay. So pheomelanin colors have orange and red. Eumelanin has two subtypes of black or brown and determines the darkness of the hair color. So more black eumelanin leads to blacker hair.
Obviously. And more brown eumelanin leads to
browner hair. Wow. Well, we need to get that from TikTok. Wow. Okay. All human hair has some amount of both pigments, which again makes sense. So yeah. There we have all three primary pigments in everything that we look at on this earth, right?
Yes.
You have red, yellow, and blue. That's yes. The primary pigments. Everything else is made up of those pigments.
Exactly.
So you're going to have, it makes sense, if you have black hair, you're going to have all little bit of everything.
Of the spectrum.
Yeah. Because even black hair has
red
and yellow.
Yeah.
And blue. That's what it's made. It's all three of those. But lots of blue. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And blue is the smallest molecule. Mm. Do you know which one's the largest molecule?
Red.
Yeah.
It's still a pain in the ass to get out of the hair.
All right. So all human hair has, like we said, both amounts of pigment or some of both of those pigments. I don't even know what the hell I'm saying. Over 95% of melanin content in black and brown hair is eumelanin. So that's why I was saying, like, most of the population is eumelanin. I was trying to remember if it was pheomelanin or eumelanin in the last podcast episode, but I remember it was like, there's like a small amount of people who have eumelanin.
Yeah.
So, pheomelanin is generally found in elevated concentrations in blonde and red hair, representing about 1/3 of total melanin content. If there is no black eumelanin, the result is strawberry blonde. Blonde hair results from small amounts of brown eumelanin with no black eumelanin.
Interesting. Now I'm like confused.
Why?
I don't know.
That didn't make sense?
There is no black eumelanin. The result is... Yeah, actually it does.
There's not very many people on the planet, that, from what I understand, that have eumelanin. Like, pure eumelanin.
Okay.
It's because we're all mixed with a bunch of crap. I don't know. I could be wrong with that statement. Don't quote me on that. But that's what I don't know. That's why I've had, though, like, for example, I've had this woman... who moved here from India, and I remember she had virgin hair, and I remember putting lightener on her hair, and her hair was just not budging.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the only thing I could attribute to that was the fact that maybe she had eumelanin, and it was just so, it was a very rich black color, and she didn't color it. She had random, like, gray hairs that you could see, like, you knew that she just didn't color her hair, and it just was not budging. Ooh. It was not, it was like we couldn't even get her to like a 5.
Oh,
it was that dark. So
interesting.
And I was like, well, we can have like dark brown highlights. I remember putting lightener on her hair, it just was not budging.
Oh, I think I've only seen that with one person, and it was a color correction. And even after getting rid of, I think I did 3 color removers, and it budged to just a level, maybe like 4 from a level 2-1.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Yesenia, the client of mine. I mean, her hair is much different now because she's had kids and it's thinning out and she's getting older. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the pigment's changing. But literally, and I don't ever do this to very many people, but literally the only thing I can put on her hair to get her remotely kind of blonde is I have to use 40 volume on her hair. Mm-hmm. And even on her virgin hair, for some reason, her hair lifts to this like peach color.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you've seen it. It's like the weirdest color. I don't even know. It doesn't exist in like the underlying pigment chart. It's like the weirdest tone.
Yeah.
And the only way I can color her hair for it to be visible on her scalp is to use 40 volume. It's like the weirdest freaking thing ever.
That is really weird.
I've like troubleshooted with her hair so many times and there's just nothing that I can do. And so I think she's a person that would be in that category of eumelanin.
Yeah.
Because it's so difficult to color, to do anything to it.
Dude.
So I don't know. If you have trouble lifting, that's what I would attribute it to. And then you just kind of have to reassess and be like, okay, what can I do?
Yeah.
You need basically things that are a little bit more aggressive on that hair type if they can have it.
Or extensions, which we carry.
Yeah. just pop in some extensions with color on and call it a day. Oh, man. All right. Anything else on... This is going to be kind of a short podcast.
Yeah.
Hair diameter and melanin. I hope you learned something nerdy and new from this one. Hope we weren't too boring. Do you think we were boring?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would hope not.
Tell us we're not boring. Like, review us and let us know how we're not boring. All right. Let's go to our sponsored message. We have a special Rebel Femme shop savings just for our podcast listeners. Use code GIRLSRULE30 on select products like Rebel Femme merch, Olaplex, Moroccan oil, hairbrushes, and more. Head to RebelFemmeShop.com now. All right, let's move on to literally my favorite segment. Creepy client.
All right, so this is actually Creepy Stylist.
Creepy Stylist.
Or I guess Creepy Salon.
Creepy Salon.
How many times can I get you to do this?
I don't know. I need to give that character a name.
You do.
Helga?
Lydia.
I like Lydia, though. That reminds me of Beetlejuice.
That's why. What's her mom? Her stepmom's name.
I don't know, but I love that movie.
Me too.
The movie's so freaking funny.
It's the best. Best soundtrack. Okay. So, Amy says, growing up, I used to go to a salon that had a clown on site.
Ooh.
It was run by a husband and wife. The wife was the hairdresser and the husband worked as a side gig clown. Anytime we would get haircuts, he would be there, clown suit, makeup on, with giant plastic red scissors, and walk up to children saying, "Let me give you a haircut," while scissoring at a child's head.
What the fuck?
Amy went on to say that she has a huge clown phobia now, and she's pretty sure her parents hired that clown at some point for one of her brother's birthday parties. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really creepy. I don't know if I like that. Why would anyone think that's a good idea to dress up in a clown suit and be like, let me give you a haircut?
With the creepy clown voice and like the laugh. Like,
no, bleh. Dude.
No.
No, thank you. I don't know. I feel like, okay, I know like this year with COVID and everything too, like everyone's like freaked out about not getting like Santa pictures with their kids. But I feel like this is going to be the first Christmas where kids are going to be like, yes, thank God. And I'll just sit with a creepy Santa Claus. It's like we're giving kids like all these creepy fucking things like all the time. Yeah. Like how many times are we like, I've had a clown at my birthday parties.
I have not.
And I'm just like, why would that? Who thinks that that's okay to like put some creepy dude in makeup to come to your kid's birthday?
Especially when you know how many serial killers have dressed up as clowns.
I know, seriously. Like what's going on in the world? I don't know. And I don't know why we do that to our kids, like with Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny.
That's why so many people have a phobia of rabbits.
I just have a phobia of rabbits because the fucking rabbit bit my finger and I bled. But I will say I am one of those parents that took my toddler last year to see Santa, and I have the best picture of her crying. So honestly, it's like, I think parents just like scaring the shit out of their kids and getting us like a sad crying picture.
It's a treasure for years to come.
Yeah.
And to use as blackmail against
it
your
is.
Child.
It is. Yeah. It is kind of fucked up. But that's weird. So wait, the whole salon was decorated like clown shit?
No. So it was the wife's salon. And I guess the husband used to do that on occasion. And he would just be hanging out in his clown suit at the salon.
Probably which is had some like really interesting sex.
Oh. No. All I could think of is the red nose and the clown shoes.
Yeah. Let's play.
Ew.
Honk, honk. Literally. Honk, honk. You do me, I do you. Honk, honk. All right. I wish you could see what the hell we're doing right now. All right. Cool, cool, cool. So I guess that wraps up our creepy client or creepy salon story. We encourage you to send in your creepy client stories to hello@rebelfemme.com, or you can send us a DM on our IG @rebelfemme. What else we got? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, cool. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Make sure to follow our Instagram page if you haven't already @RebelFemme, where we break down this episode throughout the week, and to learn more about us and to even to book an appointment in our hair salon, you can head to RebelFemme.com.
Thanks for listening to Rebel Femme Podcast. Before we go, show us some love by leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platform. You can also...
Stop.
Oh, why?
Micro SD card has limited space remaining. Okay. Keep going.
Hurry up. You can also review our salon on Yelp, Google, and support our podcast on our Patreon under Rebel Femme Podcast. For links to anything mentioned in the podcast, check out the description for this episode. Make sure to join us next week for a new episode and a new creepy client story. I'm like powering through this since this thing is gonna die.
I had no idea it was still recording. I thought the shit stopped recording. I was like, fuck. Hopefully this doesn't cut off anytime soon. But anyways, we will see you guys next week.
Goodbye.